This is a Social Storytellers podcast.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers, episode 111, Tom.
Hello.
I can't believe it's 111. I've been waiting for that for ages.
Yeah, 111 of 2020.
So I've been waiting for a dignified special guest to celebrate the 111-2020 with. Shay.
Yeah.
Shay, this is your second episode in a row with us.
Yep.
Last time you were talking about things that we missed off our lists of 2019. Yep. So had a few things that we were really enjoying talking about. And you're back because you've been watching some new stuff.
Yeah. A
couple of movies.
Yeah, we've been to the movies, haven't we?
Yep.
It is school holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll get into those a little bit later during the watching suggestions. Got a bit of news.
Excellent.
I found a bit of news today.
I'm glad you have because I've been busy.
You've been holidaying.
We've been on the Gold Coast hitting the theme parks, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many roller coasters did you coaster on?
Two.
I went on more.
No, we went on two, didn't we? Oh, no, I'm forgetting about. We went on Storm at SeaWorld a lot of times.
Yeah.
And we went on
Jet Rescue.
And then at Dreamworld, we went on the motocross and Hot Wheels Sidewinder and
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium and Escape from Madagascar.
And also on Movie World, I went on Batwing.
You did.
And I also went on. It's like it's something like Splash Mountain.
Wild Wild West.
Yeah, Wild Wild
West. Went by yourself. Right.
Yeah, it was a 2-hour wait or we could go through the single rider. So we went through that. It was much quicker.
How much quicker do you reckon?
Oh, it took us maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, it's a big difference.
Yes.
Totally worth it.
And we were excited to go on some of the very big roller coasters. Unfortunately, someone's about 3 centimetres too short.
Oh, no.
So in solidarity, Dad sat out the big coasters year, which you know.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you did the right thing?
I did. We had plenty of fun on the other things, didn't we?
Was it really busy? I mean, a 2-hour wait seems like the park was packed.
Yeah, it was like so packed.
Yeah. We got on like 3 rides in the day.
But worth it?
Yeah, worth it.
It was worth it. And we had like tickets included in our room package. Thank you, Black Friday deals.
Nice one.
Yeah.
I bought most of my Christmas presents for people on Black Friday.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Dad bought me a Switch on Black Friday.
No, no way.
Yeah.
What game have you been playing?
I got a lot of games. The one I've been doing the most is Race with Ryan.
So this is Ryan's World.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular YouTuber. I think, how old is Ryan?
He's around maybe 7, 8.
Yeah, he made $26 million last year.
I'm sorry, that hurt my head, Ben. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's pretty much the biggest thing on YouTube.
Wow.
And he has a toy empire and all of this, but he has a Switch game that someone got for Christmas, which is Mario Kart for under 10s.
Good fun?
Yeah.
Okay. What was it called again?
Race with Ryan.
Okay. Cool.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Welcome to a new year where everything will be old and new at the same time. We're bringing them back. Sunflower hats. Think the 1990 to 1995 TV sitcom Blossom. Think the cooler than cool Australian all-girl group who were taking it from me and living a girl's life. Girlfriend. They rocked the big floppy faux velvet hats with a huge fake sunflower smack bang in the front. And everybody will be wearing them again in 2020. Whether you used to get around in one growing up or you're just discovering them for the first time, you'll agree it's the must-have look for the new year. Now with hidden phone charger. Sunflower hats. Get yours today.
All right. Well, let's talk about other things that people were really into over Christmas.
Yes, let's do it.
Because as we know, I think it was the 20th of December on Netflix, The Witcher TV show released.
Yes, and we haven't talked about your feelings of it.
We haven't talked about it. We will get to those a little bit later on. But it was huge. It was a huge – a lot of people have been watching it and downloading it. But also the game Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, which is – I believe in the world of the actual story and books are set.
And I want to say, after. Is that 2016?
Yeah, about, yeah.
17 maybe?
It's no, few, 15 or 16,
okay,
I'd say.
A few years
I think
back.
You're, yeah.
Just because that's the expansion, or that's like the full package version,
that's
right?
That's the full one, okay. Yeah. And I won so many Game of the Year awards and everything at the time. Anyway, people are going back to playing it again. In fact, I think I saw a figure that said four times the amount of people are playing it have played it after The Witcher TV show was released than they did when the game came out originally.
Pay attention, entertainment industry. Maybe instead of making movies based on games all the time, make a nice fancy series.
That's
and people
right.
can play your game.
Yeah. They make you want to play it.
How long have they been trying to make a good Halo series?
Yeah.
There's been stop and start, stop and start.
Yeah.
There's a lot of properties that I could see really working as a long-form TV show.
Because that's sort of what video game storylines are, if there is a storyline. They're really super long. They're not for movies.
And there's obviously an audience. I've got a similar style story to that in that the Clone Wars, the Star Wars animated show that has had six seasons up till now. And they did five seasons on the Cartoon Network, and the sixth season happened after Disney purchased Star Wars, and they basically gave it to Netflix.
Right.
Season six.
Okay.
They gave it to Netflix and everyone just assumed it was done. And the guy that writes it and everything, he's over on The Mandalorian. Apparently, season seven is going to drop as a surprise mid-February on Disney Plus.
Mid-February? Not far. It's like
not
a month away.
So we've known this is coming. There's been rumors that things were progressing and stuff, but this is very surprising because there hasn't been a new series since like 2015 or something like that.
Right.
Everyone just assumed the book was shut.
Fair while.
Yeah.
Speaking of books, I'm kind of intrigued about the Witcher books now. I've never read one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much they're alike.
I think the game is very loose.
Yeah.
And I think the series, from what I have gathered, is based more closely to the books. Oh, but one thing about the game, right, if you want to play it on PC, you know how you can get a lot of mods for games?
Mm.
People have, clever modders have made character skin so that you can play Geralt as in Henry Cavill Geralt.
Okay.
And Yennefer is in there as well. And you can actually put the song from The Witcher TV show in there so that
very
that
cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. A lot of fun. What other news have you found?
So there's a bit of chatter going back and forth that Christian Bale, this was just this morning, that he's in talks potentially to join the Marvel Universe to be in Thor 4. So there's all sorts of potential roles that could be. The one that jumps to mind for me would be he would make a fantastic Doctor Doom, and this is a character they could introduce here.
Yep.
He could definitely play a role in Doctor Strange 2. He could pop up all
over
the
place. So in the world, in case nobody knows who Doctor Doom is that a bad guy or a good guy?
So he is a guy who, imagine if you combined Doctor Strange and Iron Man. So he's a technological genius who's also a master of the mystical arts.
Mm.
He forcefully overthrew a small European country and became and instilled himself as the dictator. So he rules the land of Latveria, very closed off sort of thing. Think Liechtenstein, a very small little principality type thing.
Well done saying it.
Thank you.
Not going to give it a go myself.
Don't need to. but he wears a metal mask. He was horribly burned.
Right.
And it's a whole vanity thing. Everyone must bow before doom. He often refers to himself in the third person. He's mainly a bad guy for the Fantastic Four. Reed Richards, Mr. Fantastic, went to university and shared a dorm room with him and they hated each other then. So it kind of...
Yeah, it's escalated to all manner of proportions no one ever would have guessed.
Very much so. And Dr. Doom kind of fills the same role as like a Lex Luthor of the DC universe, of a very big character that often goes against many different heroes and this sort of stuff. So if he's been tied up with the rights of Fox because he's a Fantastic Four character, now that they've got the rights back,
they can put him in stuff.
Yes, and he has the potential to be the next Thanos, you know, the bad guy that connects several films.
The reason why I was asking about villains was because I already know who's in this next Thor movie. What's it called again?
Love and Thunder.
Yeah, like you've obviously got Chris Hemsworth, you've got Tessa Thompson, Natalie Portman. Like it's a lot of people who are playing, I assume, good guys.
Yes, and they're returning characters and they need a big bad to go against. That said, there is a crazy theory going, right, that they're trying to get Christian Bale and Henry Cavill because the Marvel Universe has a team of guys called the Squadron Supreme who are a very thinly veiled version of DC's Justice League. So they have a character called Hyperion, which is their Superman.
Yep.
And Nightmask, which is, Nighthawk, sorry.
Nighthawk to me, Shay, sounds like Batman, right?
Very much so. And someone's thrown out the crazy rumor that they're trying to get Christian Bale to come and play him. And it would just be for one or two films. Mm. Again, you've got Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, that's going to introduce all these other versions and other universes, and that's where this could plug in quite nicely.
All right. So there's a few theories going on there.
Yes. It could be anything. Like someone's like, maybe he'll get super jacked and he'll play Namor, which is
He's
Aquaman.
Done that before, right? Yeah. I mean, gotten super jacked, not played but Namor.
They might just surprise us and he plays like a really regal frost god or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you're like, what? I don't know where that came from.
Who knows?
Look, this was news that happened just before we recorded, but Matt Reeves, directing The Batman, he tweeted a picture of Colin Farrell, and the caption underneath was, wait, is that you, Oz?
So Oswald.
Oswald is
Penguin.
Penguin.
Yeah.
So it's true. He's going to be Penguin.
Turns out it's easy being green. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
Because I know people like Tidy love the Real Housewives of wherever. This one's about Orange County, and apparently the cast are really worried that they're going to get the axe.
Ooh.
Yeah, they reckon they've been told by producers that there's either going to be a huge cull or a sizable cull of the cast.
So does that mean the show's not getting cancelled? They're just going to reboot?
Reboot.
Okay, fair enough.
And I think the reason, like Andy Cohen said something along the lines of they want to keep it fresh, you know? And if you've got the same women fighting about the same things for 15 seasons, that's fair enough, right?
Fair enough.
But they will be missing their money because, for example, people like Tamra and Shannon, they get $900,000 a season for pretending to fight with each other.
Wow. That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah. You
buy a lot of LOL surprise dolls with that.
Yeah!
Drama.
I like that's where it all goes. What else have you found?
One that I'm particularly excited for. We've had Lego Masters UK. We've had Lego Masters Australia, and we knew that the US one is coming.
Yes.
They've announced that it is beginning February 6th after The Masked Singer.
Ooh, that's a good back-to-back.
That is a big lead-in.
Yeah.
So expect that this show is going to go big. There's a one-minute teaser out there with Will Arnett talking it through.
Because he's the host, yeah?
Very much so. And it looks like he's going to give everyone a very good-natured ribbing. It shows him stirring a few pots.
He's similar but not at the same time to Hamish.
Yeah, it's a slightly different vibe. It's I won't say cynicism, but it's just he's a little bit more abrasive.
Yeah.
And that I kind of feel that works. Being American, they're probably going to push the competition element more than the UK and Australia have.
I agree.
Whereas that's about everyone doing well and making cool stuff. This is going to be a competition to win cash. The trailer showed people are like, yeah, we're here to win.
All right.
I didn't come here to make friends.
It's every reality show competition stereotype line. Shay, did you watch the Australian Lego Masters?
I don't think so. Have you ever watched Lego Masters? The ones with the master builders? And it's a competition one? I don't.
No.
She's too busy being a Lego master herself.
Yeah, fair enough.
She was building this morning, weren't you?
Yeah.
What were you building?
A city set I got for Christmas.
Nice.
It's got a donut shop. And what was your boy?
Toy shop.
Toy shop.
Did you just start it today or have you been working on it for a few days?
Just started it.
How far into it do you reckon you are?
I'm almost finished back four.
Okay.
How many bags are there?
There's like eight.
Okay, about halfway.
That's nice. But you are a Lego master, so you would go faster than the normal person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, of course. Ah, I've got a show that you will not want to watch at all. So take this, Tom, as a warning.
All right, I'm going to have a cool drink while you tell me about something.
Well, for years now, Gwyneth Paltrow has been gooping it up all over the internet.
This is true.
So I'm not really surprised that she's managed to bag her own show. She's bagged it on Netflix. She's calling it The Goop Lab, which is a wonderful name. Wow. Six-part documentary series highlighting wellness issues, including female adult happy times, psychedelics, and longevity. Is there any part of that that makes you want to watch it?
No, because it won't be science-based.
No, it'll be
feeling.
Feeling and wheatgrass-based, potentially. Look, just a heads up, 24th of January, that's when that's coming out.
Can't wait. Someone in my house will watch that probably.
Yeah, you reckon? Yeah. Oh, I would love to not watch it.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
So do you remember that show Champions? It was about the brothers.
Yeah, I loved that show.
Yeah, one of them had the gym and then the son goes and lives. Anyway, Josie Tota played the son in the show.
Yes.
She came out as transgender about a year and a half ago maybe. Anyway, she has been cast in the Saved by the Bell revival show. Yeah. So that's going to premiere on Peacock, which is NBC's streaming. Everybody's got to have one. Everybody. Anyway, she's going to play Lexi. This is the description of the character, Shay. Tell me if you'd be interested in watching this character. A beautiful, sharp-tongued cheerleader and the most popular girl at Bayside High, who is both admired and feared by her fellow students.
Sounds like the Queen of Mean.
Yeah. I think she's going to be a bit of a mean character. Mario Lopez, Elizabeth Berkley are back again. They'll be their characters, A.C. Slater and...
Is Slater going to be a teacher or something there? Or?
I reckon. It just sounds like a Degrassi reboot.
Doesn't it?
Really, really does. So that's coming sometime.
Or is Screech going to try and get involved somehow?
His name's not being mentioned.
I think he kind of dragged his own name through the mud.
I think they kind of want to back away from him.
Fair.
He's done a lot of things.
Dustin.
Yeah, he's done a lot of things. Any trailers?
Look, I mentioned the Lego Masters. The other one is we finally got another trailer for New Mutants.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Finally coming in April, which no one's known for quite some time what's happening with the film. After the merger with Fox and Disney, everyone sort of thought, oh, maybe it's just getting buried because Dark Phoenix did so poorly. This had the Marvel branding in front of the trailer.
Yeah, I saw that.
It looks like it's just going to be a straight-up horror movie. So they've pulled out a lot of the connections to the other X-Men films and ramped up the it's not fun being a mutant.
So do you think that that is a trailer decision or do you think they've gone and done some editing?
From what I understand, they've let Josh Boone, the director, kind of go back to his original vision for it, which was a proper horror movie. And then Fox made him amp up how much it was connected to the others.
Okay.
So it looks like they've gone back and it looks pretty, it looks a lot from the trailer.
Yeah.
There's bound to be some cool surprises. I swear for half a second I saw a tiny purple dragon, which means something to X-Men fans.
Okay.
We might get Lockheed in there, which is a tiny little purple dragon that normally hangs out on Shadow Cat's shoulder.
I don't think I noticed that. I'll have to go back and have a watch.
There's someone's throwing around some like blue fireballs and this tiny purple dragon goes past. The reason why I think I saw that is the trailer that we got a year and a half ago or whatever, Ileana Magic with a K is holding a purple stuffed dragon at one point. So there's a demon bear in the latest trailer, which ties very closely to one of the characters and stuff. So it looks like they are adapting some
bits
particular storylines
but
and
they're
stuff.
Not sort of throwing it in your face.
No, and it is very much that the powers these kids have aren't great powers to have. They could be a lot of fun, but they're also put in a very psychologically torturous situation here. So.
I think the one of the characters said something like, I burnt my girlfriend.
Yes, there's a guy named Sunspot and he kind of burns with the energy of the sun.
That would be difficult.
He's difficult to look at.
Okay.
Yeah, but
wear glasses.
Well, he's just constantly burning black.
Oh, right, okay.
It's like an eclipse type thing.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes. So
nobody wants to look at him.
No, there's that. There's a guy named Cannonball who can shoot, Like he can fly, and his legs kind of turn into, not cannons, but like blast him. And while he's moving, he's invulnerable.
So he doesn't want to ever stop moving.
No. And that's the issue.
That's the thing.
You've got Rain, which is...
Is that Maisie?
Yes.
Maisie
and she's,
Williams?
A werewolf type character.
Uh-huh.
Danny Moonstar.
She sounded like she was Scottish in the trailer. Okay.
She's a very very Catholic Scottish lass who has huge issues with reconciling her beliefs with what she's become.
Right. That explains why they were being shown... Well, why she was being shown in a church,
yes,
then. That makes sense. I did see, what's his name, Charlie Heaton from Stranger Things.
Yes.
He's in it, so they've got...
Yeah, they've got a good cast. Yeah. Anna Taylor-Joy, I believe her name is. She's playing Magic, who's Colossus's little sister. You might remember Colossus from the Deadpool films, the big metal guy. She is a teleporter, and things go well for her for a while, and then unfortunately she teleports herself into limbo, not just hell, but hell's limbo, and is stuck there for so long, but battles to become the queen of limbo.
Okay.
She goes entirely insane.
Look, if you need something to do whilst in limbo, right?
Yeah. She gets this awesome sword called the Dark Blade, can cut through realms.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you're going to have a sword. Have something that cuts through reality.
Yeah, particularly if you're stuck in limbo.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Is that all the...
Hey, that'll do you. That's
all
a
right.
lot.
Let's get into some watching suggestions.
Should we do some watching?
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
So, Shay, you went and saw a couple of movies over the Christmas, New Year's break. Which one do you want to talk about first?
I think we'll talk about Little Women first.
Oh, you saw Little Women.
Yeah.
Now, this is, I think, maybe the third time this movie's been made. So this is the newest version. What did you think?
It was good.
Did you like the storyline?
Yeah.
What were you most excited about to see the film for?
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Big draw card.
So it came
Hermione
out.
Hermione herself.
Yes, it came out on New Year's Day and you went along to the 10 o'clock screening in the morning with Mum. Very excited.
First ones.
Yeah.
And was the place filled with little women?
Older women.
Older women.
Yeah, right.
Shay was the youngest by a fair margin, weren't you?
Yeah.
And... It was G or PG,
mm-hmm.
but there was some grown-up topics in there, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was a G.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it made you a bit sad?
Yeah. No.
No? Made Mum a bit sad?
It made Mum a bit sad, but not me.
I remember I went and saw the Little Women movie from the early to mid-90s.
93
was
or 94,
Claire
I reckon.
Danes in that for a moment or two?
Possibly. Was Winona?
Winona was in it for sure. Anyway, I went with my grandmother, and at the end of that, she said, "Were you sad? Were you crying through that? You might have been, you're probably crying." You know what? No, she's like, "Oh no, you were crying. You were definitely." I'm like, "I wasn't crying." That's what I remember the most about the movie. That my grandmother was absolutely convinced that I was crying, but I wasn't. I was probably like you. I was probably just watching the movie. I remember enjoying that one. So it'd be interesting to see. What if you were to watch that older version, which one you would like more? Probably the new one because it has Emma Watson in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you should watch the old one.
You've already seen the story. Enough's enough.
Yeah. Enough's enough.
Fair enough. So out of five Harry Potter books, how many Harry Potter books would you give Little Women?
Three.
Okay. That's about average. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Would you recommend people go and watch it at the movies or should they wait until you're able to stream it?
I don't know. Just that, I think.
Yeah, okay.
A ringing endorsement.
Yeah, really heavily into it.
Yeah.
But you went and saw another movie, right?
Yeah.
We saw another movie that you definitely should go to the movies to see if you can.
Yeah.
What was that?
Jumanji.
What was the full title?
Jumanji, the Next Level.
Ooh.
So we went and saw this in 4DX, and that was our first time experiencing the 4DX.
So wait, what does 4DX actually give you?
So it's 3D glasses, so it's already coming out of the screen at you. The chairs move, jump around, all this sort of stuff. Yeah. There's fans up in the ceiling that blow air, and you do get wet.
You get wet?
Yeah.
There's mist and smoke at the front of the screen.
Wow.
And at one point, someone kicked the rock in the back, and guess what? The chair kicked us in the back.
Yeah.
Did it give you a shock? At points, I would imagine you'd forget that you were experiencing it like that, and then suddenly your chair moves, you're like, who's the person behind me?
So there'll be a conversation going on and you say, oh, I'm just watching a movie and stuff, and then someone, like the floor falls out because there's a trapdoor and, whoa, we're off again. Fantastic movie to see with these chairs. And just fantastic movie straight out. I loved this movie.
Yeah?
We had such a good time with it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Was it funny?
Yeah.
So Shay hadn't seen the first Jumanji movie because she'd
been... Or the second.
So when I say first, Robin Williams, or the most recent one, because you'd been a bit nervous about the idea of all this sort of stuff, and some of the trailers make some bits look a bit scary. Mm. And without any, not giving away anything, it shows this in the trailer, but very early in the film, Jack Black's character gets eaten by a snake.
What?
And Shay was most upset. And then Jack Black fell out of the sky and landed on the ground and looked at his arm and he still had two lives left. And then Shay understood it was just like they're playing Nintendo Switch.
Game.
So once you got that, then you were on board and it was all laughs.
Yeah.
So you guys were laughing out loud?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it when the movies do that.
The Rock do an impression of Danny DeVito. I had talked about this a lot.
Really?
But he leans into it and has so much fun with it. And likewise, this is the most I've ever enjoyed Kevin Hart because for a lot of the film, he's Danny Glover. And talking slowly. And like it's a character point that he's talking so aggressively slowly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So well, what was your favourite part?
I don't want to say.
You can say.
I don't want to.
Do you think it'll spoil the movie?
Just say.
I have two favourite bits.
All right.
Cake and Nick Jonas.
So there's a running joke in the film. They all have strengths and weaknesses. When they tap their chest, it comes up with their character attributes. And Kevin Hart's character is allergic to cake.
Oh, no.
And in the first film, he suffered a very, very horrendous death at the hands of some cake. So there's a running joke throughout this film of him being terrified of cakes. And then Shay's a very big fan of the Jonas Brothers.
Right.
So when Nick Jonas showed up,
it was too much for you to take.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he did really well. Like
acting before.
He has. The first film he's in just for a sliver. And it's an extended cameo, whereas this he's a main character a fair chunk of it.
Awesome.
Yeah, like since like the half.
Yeah, it comes in about halfway through. Awkwafina is added to the cast as well.
You mean Golden Globe winning.
And she's having a great time with
it. Yeah, right.
And she gets to do some fun voices and impersonations. And just Jack Black said that this might be his last movie, or he's got not got too much left in him. But in this one, he goes all out.
Yeah.
And they kind of, different people end up in different characters from the first film, and there may be some swapping at some point.
Ooh, that's clever.
And Jack Black gets to play a lot of variations.
Okay. He'd be good at that. That's kind of right up his alley.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the blonde girl that he played in the first film was so perfect for him that I wasn't sure if it would work with him. And it really works. Yeah.
And remember how one of the weaknesses for one of the persons was sun, heat, and sand, and they were in a desert.
Oh, no. There's no way out. You can't escape that.
No.
Yeah.
So if you were to have seen that movie just in a normal movie theater, would it still be hilarious and good fun?
Yeah. We haven't even talked about who the villain is this time.
Who's the villain?
The Hound.
No.
Yes. And without giving anything away, it sets up that this may not be the last appearance.
Ooh.
That, the film very much, it leaves it even more open-ended than the last one did of setting things up, of coming back for another chapter.
Fantastic.
The whole point of this being the next level is that the first film was all about the jungle. Well, this one, they've finished that level, so the game boots them along in the story.
Right.
It's like they've reached the next set of NPCs and all this.
Right.
And the Hound is the bad guy and things are not quite as it seems, and it doesn't quite address it, but at the end it leaves it open that his character may be back.
All right, so out of five Robin Williamses, how many would you give this movie?
He's the genie in Aladdin, in the cartoon Aladdin.
He was in the original, the first Jumanji.
Five.
You reckon five?
I'd give it a five as well.
Yeah, really?
I cannot remember the last time I had that much fun in a movie. It's just action laughs.
Oh, that's so cool to know that a sequel can do that.
Yeah. I'm keen for more. I want more of this stuff.
Hurry up and make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone involved is just having the best time and it shows.
And Dad said in every movie they say, we're not ever going back in the game. And then they always go back in the game.
They can't help themselves.
Answering Ryder's Pup Patrol distress calls like a pro. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Well, we were talking about The Witcher, and I watched the Netflix series of The Witcher.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people are saying it was very confusing because there were different timelines. And I must admit, there were points in it where I was thinking, wait, what's going on? Because something happened to that character and now I'm watching that character interact with this character. What's going on? If you're going into watching The Witcher, just realize there are three timelines. And those three timelines are attached to the three main characters.
Okay.
So you've got Ciri, you watch her, she's one timeline. You've got Geralt, you watch him, one timeline. And Yennefer, one timeline. Hers starts way back.
Okay.
So whenever one of those people are on the screen, you know that the other two timelines are
elsewhere.
Yeah, just don't think about them too much.
Do they intersect much? That's
when it gets confusing because they did intersect at one point. You're like, what's happening? And then halfway through, I realize, okay, this is actually because it's focusing on Geralt, which means it's a little bit further back from Ciri. So Ciri's closer to present, and then it's Geralt somewhere in the middle, and then Yennefer's all the way back in 30-odd years ago.
Okay.
But I think it really did help me that I had played Witcher 3 because I knew who these characters were. I expect if you read the books, that makes even more sense. But I think that if I was going into it, not knowing anything about it and having those confusing flashbacks and different time jumps, I don't know if I would have enjoyed it.
See, that's where I'm at with things. I've never played The Witcher because the idea of that game is way too daunting.
It's so beautiful, though.
I've heard you talk and rain about it for years, how much you love this game. Yeah, so the series does seem a little bit impenetrable.
Yeah. I think if you go in just knowing those three different storylines are separate until it's obvious they're together, it's better. The show doesn't make it obvious enough at first.
Okay. And
I think despite that, though, people love it. But I think that might be off the back of people who have watched or read before.
And there's probably a lot of, hey, come watch this, or you've got to watch this. I loved this. You've got to watch this.
You've got to watch this. And I think there's also a large aspect of people who are like dying for something similar to Game of Thrones.
Sure.
And whilst it's not, it's the closest thing around.
Yep.
Yeah. But they have confirmed a second series, which is great, and we'll find out more about things that we'll find out more about.
Didn't they say like a year ago that they've already got six seasons planned or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just keep pumping them out.
Just do it. And this will have given them validation for that.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure, because they for that week, it was the biggest streaming show. It surpassed Mandalorian, which I thought was amazing that Mandalorian got that because, I mean, I know it's Disney Plus, but it's a new streaming service.
Did you see how many people were posting up like, Mandalorian's done, time to unsubscribe?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just buy the annual? So it's Disney Plus. They announced that they've moved up WandaVision, and that's going to be coming later this year, which is the Scarlet Witch show for Marvel, and that's kicking off the Marvel shows. I was happy to wait till next year because this show's got a $150 million budget for what is supposed to be a sitcom. That's crazy.
It's insane. It's going to look amazing.
It's going to look great.
But I'm really glad that Disney Plus came around the time that Christmas came around because it meant that I could watch like all the Disney Christmas movies, Shay.
For sure.
So I was watching like Home Alone and...
I love Home Alone.
Isn't it a great fun... Did you see the second one where he's in New York? Yeah.
I've seen all five.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got a Home Alone expert.
Yeah, you're an expert then.
Who do you think's better, the Wet Bandits or the Sticky Bandits?
The Sticky Bandits!
They were reaching for the stars, weren't they, in that one?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just meant that Disney Plus came for me at a time where I would watch Disney stuff.
Yeah.
And I was having a bit of a look at it last night because I thought, I've got like 45 minutes to watch something. And I started watching Three Men and a Baby, which is an old movie. It was a very funny film.
I've seen it.
Yeah, you like it?
I've seen three men and a little woman is.
I like that one. That's one of my favourite movies of all time. I'm starting a wave in the church, starting a Mexican wave. But, yeah, so for me, getting that annual subscription seems justified because now I've got access to these older movies that we wouldn't be able to really watch unless we bought the DVDs or something.
Look, there's so many TV shows on there.
Like, what are you watching at the moment?
Full and Full.
Oh, she's you're still doing Netflix that.
But on Disney Plus, you have watched... There's some Jonas.
Yeah.
Mm. All the Descendants movies are there. They're adding Lizzie McGuire this month.
I saw that, yeah. So there's a lot of stuff for people of all different ages.
I'm still chipping away at X-Men animated series from early 90s. It's so good.
Is there a need within you to start from the beginning with the Marvel movies now or not yet?
No.
Yeah.
It's an odd one. I jump back in and rewatch my favourites through there plenty.
Yep.
But I don't need to see The Incredible Hulk starring Edward Norton ever again.
Mm,
I'm not saying it's a bad film or anything, but you've watched it.
Yeah,
I've done that chapter.
You've moved on. I've got a friend who has started watching the Star Wars movies from the prequels. She hasn't seen them.
Mm.
I think the last time she saw them, I think she said, was at the movies. So it's been a long time. So she's going to watch them, then the originals. I think this is how she's doing it. And then she'll get into the new movies and then she'll watch Mandalorian. And I said to her that you don't really need to wait to watch all the main Star Wars movies to watch Mandalorian. As long as you watch...
Just watch the original trilogy.
Yeah.
You don't need any of the other superfluous...
No. No. It doesn't matter.
It fits. It's, what, 8 years after Yavin.
Hmm.
So that makes it, what... 3 to 4 years after Return of the Jedi.
Yep. It's
how
long
good
enough
was that last episode of Mando?
So fun.
Taika Waititi. I laugh my head off at the Stormtroopers. That was Jason Sudeikis and Adam Pally.
Oh, was it? I knew they had to be people.
Yeah.
Because they got such... Well, they said a lot of things. And I went, these are two people who were actors that we know.
Yes, so very funny comedians.
Yeah, right, that makes sense.
And that was just a perfect snapshot of Stormtrooper life that we haven't gotten in any other...
All they ever do is stand around and wait for things to maybe happen.
Yes, so that bit was clearly written by Dave Filoni, who does the Clone Wars.
Right.
Because a whole bunch of the major characters on Clone Wars are clone Stormtroopers that start developing different personalities.
Because they're clones.
Very much so. But that idea of what do stormtroopers get up to on their time off or while they're waiting for orders. And this is even better because this is when they don't even really have orders anymore.
Yeah.
There's no one pulling the strings.
There isn't. I want to know more about these stormtroopers and who's paying their bills.
Yep.
That's a lot of... Yeah.
Anyway, and that at the very end there, the Moff... He was holding that sword, which is, again, from Clone Wars and all these other things
right.
like that.
So, I knew it had to be something that the audience was supposed to recognize. I didn't know what it was.
So it's
I knew it wasn't a lightsaber.
Well, it technically is. It's a curved black lightsaber sword, and it was forged by the first Jedi Mandalorian.
Right.
And whoever holds that sword rules Mandalore.
Yeah, right.
And it was a big part of the Clone Wars. And at one point, Darth Maul, who, you know, he got cut in half during Phantom Menace.
Mm.
He comes back as a half cyborg and he ends up killing the leader of the Mandalorian.
I have to get into this Clone Wars.
It's really good. But he becomes like a leader of a Mandalorian terrorist group.
Okay.
Because he has the sword.
Yeah, right.
Whoever's got the sword. So the fact that this Moff has the sword is a huge big deal. And with Clone Wars coming back... We should get some connective tissue as to why it has perhaps ended up with him.
Yeah, right.
Or they may keep for the Mandalorian. But it means that the other Mandalorians that we've seen in the show, if they come to help Mando, they may be forced to turn on him because of the creed of the sword.
It is the way.
It is the way. I've spoken.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm sad that we won't get that again.
Yeah, me too. I also enjoyed the fact that I read... Who said it? Was it John or Tycho? One of the two of them said, Baby Yoda does have a name.
I saw that.
We can't tell you that right now, though. No.
Bob Iger knows as well. So it's a secret, but it's not a very well-kept secret.
Okay.
I think the decisions have been made.
You know, we'll find out the name and we'll go, okay.
Surely it will come out on some toy eventually.
But what I find is interesting is that in that last episode, I can't even remember who said it. Maybe it was a stormtrooper. I can't remember, but there's something about Baby Yoda, and they were like, what's the big deal about this? Like, what is this Force thing? And they're like, oh, this old Jedis used to do it. And they're like, oh, like it was some amazing thing, yet Return of the Jedi was not that long before it. And I thought, I don't think the majority of the universe in Star Wars, like the people and the creatures, I don't think that they know that the Force still exists.
Well, this is all taking part in the very far outer rim. So you're very right.
So they may not have known about Luke.
They may not know about the Jedi as a religion.
Mm.
You know, if you lived in Coruscant, which is the city world and this sort of stuff and the capital, and that's where the Jedi Council is, of course you would know about the Jedi because they're important there. Mm. But the further out you go, more lawless it gets. Jedi Knights aren't going to be a thing out there.
Mm. Would you like to be a Jedi?
No, but me and Dad saw this very funny video of like... Remember how it was like funny, like talking, and like there was one that was like my stick.
We watched a bad lip reading video that came out recently of Yoda singing to Luke in the swamp.
Oh, really?
My stick, and better. My stick tastes better than bacon. It's very funny. Well worth a watch.
I'll have to have a look. Look out for that one.
Can I briefly mention that I saw the Rise of Skywalker?
You saw it? I haven't seen it yet.
I saw it.
Okay. So I remember after The Last Jedi, you were like, I don't think I'm really that into Star Wars anymore. Mm. And then you watched Mandalore and you went, I think I'm a little bit more into Star Wars now. Mm. And now you've seen that and you're not really into it anymore?
No, I'm into the TV stuff. I didn't hate the movie. A lot of people have hated it. I didn't dislike it. It just sort of, it was.
Okay.
There's some good action bits on there.
Did it wrap up anything or was
it? Yeah, it wrapped up plenty. Okay. They don't need to continue with these characters. I'm happy for them to give them a break for a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
It didn't make you as angry as Game of Thrones finale made people.
No, not at all. Look, The Last Jedi is the one that was a problem for me. And this course corrects some of the stuff from Last Jedi, which is great, but I would have much rather have seen J.J. Abrams do all three.
Yeah.
And then that way we wouldn't have to mess around with course correction and sort of stuff.
Yep.
It's a difficult one to review. I saw it. I wasn't having a rollicking great time with it, but there were some cool moments. I know I've talked with some people who absolutely loved it, real happy for them. I talked to some people who really didn't enjoy it.
Okay.
So it is very divisive. Mm. They've tried to sort of appeal to everyone and maybe won over nobody.
It was a difficult thing to do,
wasn't
it?
There's no way you were going to land that well. And it's compounded by the fact that they've got Mandalorian and the stakes in that are weirdly high that they've got a baby Yoda or whatever you want to call him. But at the same time, the stakes are so much lower. They're not out there trying to save the universe.
Nope.
They're not. It's not the one chosen one or any of this. I'm happy if they give the Jedi stuff a rest for a while.
And they probably will.
Just mess around with scum and villainy and average Joes and this sort of stuff. Mm. Not everyone needs to be connected
to the Force.
No.
Otherwise, everybody's got the Force. And I know they say they've got the Force.
But. You know, they're all about heritage and who your parents are, all this sort of stuff.
So, interesting. Mm. Anything else that you watched?
Very briefly, I'll just mention that we saw Jack Whitehall's Christmas with my father.
Me too.
That was good fun.
That was good fun.
We're well past Christmas now, so it's not quite as relevant now.
But it will be there next year.
That's right. And they had fun with the Queer Eye guys and all this sort of stuff. And
Look, I watched something I think I would call it similar to, and the reason I'm just sort of chucking it in the it's not super relevant was on SBS On Demand I was watching Travel Man, the latest season, which was from, I don't know, earlier last year. But it had episodes with Dawn French and Alice Levine from My Dad Wrote a Porno. And it was a lot of fun because I love watching people who are either actors or comedians or TV or radio hosts who are funny in their own right, but then have to stand next to Richard whilst he does all those facts and they're like, I don't even know how to act. And they're going between their natural reaction where they're like, Ross, I love information, and oh, I've got to be my character. And it's funny.
Some of them really struggle with it.
They struggle a lot.
I've seen some people, like, there's a few people that that really rise to his challenge.
Yeah.
And I, Adam Buxton, which is he's from a few years ago.
Right.
The like he used to be on Adam and Joe in the early 90s in the UK, and mm-hmm. the only thing you might know him from is the reporter in Hot Fuzz. There's a church steeple that takes him out.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
He's best friends with Joe Cornish, and they grew up with Louis Theroux. So he's used to dealing with interviewers that throw you off.
Yep, yep, yep.
He's the only person I've seen that's fully risen to the challenge that is Richard Ayoade.
He is something else.
Isn't he just? He's wonderful. He's.
I mean, he talks about stuff in his voiceover that is so clearly him making it up. Whilst we look at these B shots, I'm going to tell you these facts, those kind of things. Yep. It's so amusing. So there was one episode in Hamburg and he was with Bob Mortimer who...
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him in stuff. He was so good in it. He was so relaxed with everything Richard was saying. Not only was he just having a good time, he was like the perfect sidekick for all of those facts and figures. And I could tell Richard was having a great time with him.
Well, I've seen them paired up on... 8 out of 10 cats countdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all panel shows together, and they work so well because Richard is so dry.
Yeah.
And Bob is dry but really warm.
Yes.
And they bounce off each other and, yeah.
If they had a show together.
It would be very good. Very good.
BBC, if you're listening.
Mm. If ever you find yourself looking for some good reading, Richard Ayoade's books are fantastic.
His book's all right.
He writes in his voice and you
yeah,
read
right.
it. His voice is in your head. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's an audio version of it with him narrating it because that would just be the best thing ever.
If you're
going to
get that, he's got one called Ayoade on Ayoade and it's him interviewing himself about his successful career. It is so out there.
Okay, I'm watching.
It's the most extra thing I've read.
Like, did you audio it?
No, I just read it as the book, and it's hilarious reading it because, like, at various points he starts seducing himself as the journalist, and things like that. Like, it's really, really out there. It's a long book, but it's good.
Okay,
it's a very, very long joke.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but like a 200-page joke.
Okay, that is
it's a long, long joke. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm glad you're ready, Shay, because it's quiz time.
Quiz.
It's called For No Reason, Leonardo DiCaprio, which was his character's name. So I've got six characters' names from movies, and I'm going to give you either or. Make it nice and easy. You know, we're in January. It's still holidays. I'm going to say the name of the movie and I'm going to give you the two alternatives and you've got to pick which one you reckon was the actual character in the movie.
Okay.
Shutter Island, Cobb or Loaf?
Cobb.
Cobb. Weird name, right?
Yeah.
Very weird.
Well, it was an interesting movie as well.
Or Loaf. That's pretty weird.
Yeah, Loaf would be ridiculous. Hello, my name is Loaf. If your name was Loaf, everybody would call you Bread.
Or Meat.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I didn't think of that one. I've got to think outside the square. All right, what's eating Gilbert Grape? Was Leonardo DiCaprio's character, I have no idea where that sentence started from. Was the character's name Ernie or Arnie?
Arnie.
It was Arnie.
I remember that.
Arnie Grape, yeah.
We studied that at school.
Oh, really?
Mm.
That's a good movie.
That's all right.
Really? Did you study it there for it? Yeah.
You know what it's like when there's a book there, oh, it's such a good book and you've got to study it and then it's not a good book. It's a book that
it's
was
really,
work.
Really, really bad.
Unfortunately, that's what that movie was. Maybe that's why I resent Johnny Depp so much.
No, I think that's separate.
Okay.
I really do. The beach. So he goes to a Thai beach. Was his name Richard or Henry?
Richard.
What do you think, Shay?
Henry.
It was Richard.
Oh,
yeah.
Not good at them.
Richard was a weird...
Was that Alex Garland's first film?
I think so. It was a book, right?
Yeah. Great book. All right movie.
Yeah, the movie was... Okay, so, Shay, at the time, Leonardo DiCaprio was the actor. He was the biggest actor. He'd done big movies like Titanic and Romeo and Juliet, and he'd done a couple of arthousey movies like What's Eating Gilbert Grape with... you said his name, Johnny Depp, and like... it was, and then he did the beach, and everybody couldn't wait to watch it because it was the, he's going to be on a beach, and it's Leonardo DiCaprio, and everyone went, oh, it was all right, I guess.
Yeah, it was a boom.
But we did get the Pure Shore song from All Saints out of it, sure. out of the soundtrack.
It's a good soundtrack.
It is a good soundtrack. Mm. Yeah, a lot of good songs on there. It's of an era as well.
Yes.
What about The Revenant? Was his name Joshua Rock or Hugh Glass? Joshua Rock or Hugh Glass?
I think Joshua.
Joshua Rock?
I yeah. think Hugh Glass.
I had forgotten and I had to look it up. It's Hugh Glass. It's okay.
I always get the wrong answer.
We've got three more. You can still redeem yourself. It's totally fine. All right, this one is super easy. So I said that he was in Romeo and Juliet. Was he Romeo or was he Juliet?
Romeo.
You got it.
Yeah, nice one. Okay, this is actually our last one. The Wolf of Wall Street. Was his name?
Jordan.
It took me ages to try and think of another name that could have been plausible. So Jordan Belfort. Belfort? Yeah, Belfort was the character's name.
I've read books of
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Oh, he's a real guy.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, what is a name that I can...
That was a good quiz.
Danny Sinclair was the alternative. I thought, that sounds like a name from the 80s.
It does.
That was a fun quiz, right?
It was a great quiz.
I think we should
quiz.
Do some more of those about actors.
I want to do that quiz again.
Do it all over again.
Yeah.
Take two. Well, how about Shay? Next time you come back...
I'll write a quiz.
Ooh. Okay.
About kids' movies.
That's a good idea.
That is fun. So that would be a lot of fun.
So you guys have to study kids' movies.
Oh, my all right. gosh. All right.
Deal.
Yeah. Deal. Shay, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tom.
Ta-ta. Welcome to 2020.
2020.
2020.